UAF's Bristol Bay campus officially opened its new Applied Sciences building Tuesday, which is located at the old Napa building in downtown Dillingham. University President Pat Gamble and UAF Chancellor Brian Rogers were on hand to cut the ribbon.
So we moved from high-performance parts to a high-performance building for high-performance people. And with that, let's open the building.
The renovated building will house laboratory space for the nursing, ecosystem health, and sustainable energy programs that are run out of the Bristol Bay campus. Chancellor Rogers said he's excited about the expanded opportunities available at the campus.
Well, I think it really demonstrates UAF's commitment to rural Alaska and to expanding the program opportunities here at the Bristol Bay campus.
Although the overall university system has continued to absorb substantial cuts to its budget, Chancellor Rogers says rural campuses can expect to see continued investment. But he adds that UAF is always looking for smart ways to cut costs.
We know we're going to have to tighten our belt a little bit on operating costs, and that's one of the reasons we've made this building a demonstration of energy efficiency, because it'll have lower heating and operating costs. And so it's a teaching facility in itself, and we'll learn from what we see in this facility. Hopefully others in the region will have the opportunity to adopt some of the energy conservation techniques and use those in their own lives as well.
Rogers hopes that the three programs housed in the Applied Sciences building help advance local issues and staff the local workforce.
We've brought UAA's nursing program here to try to fill the local job needs. The environmental program, Todd and crew have just done a wonderful job of connecting to the needs of this region. And we're trying to do that wherever we are, is to really, if we're going to serve rural Alaska, it's not going to be the same in every place. It's going to be based on the needs of the local community.
Rebecca Kupchayak is the nursing professor at the Bristol Bay campus. Up to four students can train to become a registered nurse in a two-year Associate of Applied Sciences program. Kupchayak says the modern, spacious lab areas will definitely be better for her students' medical training.
We have much more room to carry on with our clinicals and our labs. We also have room for the community health aides to come and use our facilities and anybody else in the community.
The nursing program's new labs resemble a hospital setting with three beds and a stretcher, and makes use of some other high-tech training tools.
We have a vital sim man that we can run simulations off of. I can program him to have a pulse and respirations, and I can change his vital signs on my computer. I can have him go into an arrest and have the students react to that. We just have state-of-the-art facilities and equipment. So it's really an exciting program, and it's great that we can train people that can work here in our community.
The Ecosystem Health Program had a number of its toys on display Tuesday, including its underwater remote-operated vehicle, camera, and aquarium, housing some of the species found in the bay's brackish waters. The Sustainable Energy Program can tout the entire building as a classroom. Faculty and students will get plenty of hands-on research as they pursue a Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, certification for the facility, which is sponsored by the U.S. Green Building Council.